Wake Me Up is made possible thanks to the generous help of our advertisers and premium supporters. If you'd like to support Wake Me Up, listen ad-free, and get access to the entire catalog plus bonus episodes, then follow the link in the show notes to sign up for Wake Me Up Premium. Now, before our episode begins, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Hey there, and welcome to Wake Me Up. Do you remember when you were a little kid and it felt like anything was possible? Dreaming as big as you could, the world felt like it could be anything you wanted it to be. But as you got older and reality sunk in, safety and predictability may have become more tempting than making a big leap towards your dreams. Now, you might find you're holding yourself back because of fear or self-doubt, or just that safety and predictability of a routine and mundane life. As we've been doing throughout this week, today we'll be talking about how to break yourself out of your comfort zone, push through the fear, and chase after the life you've always dreamed of. But before we do, just take a moment to pause. Take a deep breath in, fill all the way up. Hold at the top, and then exhale and release. And bring to mind something that you've always wanted to do, but you might have been too afraid or too scared or too unsure to try. Visualize yourself taking that first step towards this new experience, feeling a sense of excitement and possibility. And as you hold that image in your mind, take note of any fears or doubts that come up. Notice any physical sensations in your body too, like tension or tightness. Instead of pushing these feelings away, allow yourself to sit with them for a moment. Acknowledge that fear is a natural response to the unknown, but it doesn't have to be a reason to hold you back. Take another deep breath in. And this time, as you exhale, imagine yourself releasing those fears and doubts, like a cloud drifting away on the wind. Once more, inhale, collecting any fears or doubts, and then exhale and let them drift away. Great. Now, if you're in bed, use this moment to roll over, make your way up, and get your day started. You can continue on with your morning in whatever way you'd like. Having a stretch, getting outside for a walk and some sun, making your coffee or tea or your breakfast, anything that you like to do. And while you do that, let's talk about how we can stop holding ourselves back and get free from the comfort zone. We all have something we dream of doing. Maybe it's starting a new business, pursuing a passion project, or simply trying out a new hobby. But too often, fear holds us back from taking that first step. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of instability, fear of the unknown. It's really easy to convince ourselves that we're not ready, that we need more time, more experience, more resources. We rationalize and tell ourselves that we'll do it eventually when we're better prepared, when the time is right. But the truth is, there will never be a perfect moment to start. There will always be some obstacle or challenge, something you have to work around. The only way to achieve our dreams is to face our fears and our insecurities head on and to step out of our comfort zone. Of course, that's easier said than done. Stepping out of the comfort zone is no simple task. It requires courage, determination, and a willingness to take calculated risks. But the rewards can be immense. Finally being able to live the life not only that you want, but you deserve. There's no better reward than that. And the first step to getting closer to that reward is to start exploring your why. Why this dream? Why this desire? What about it speaks to you? Really try to analyze the inherent need you have that this thing can fill. Once you figure out that innate drive, that need, that is your why. And it is the most powerful motivator you have to keep pushing you forward. Whatever your dream is, remember that it's okay to be a little uncomfortable, a little scared. Fear is a natural response to the unknown. But it's important not to let that fear hold you back from pursuing what you really want. You owe it to yourself, to this grand experience called your life, to take that first step, even if it's just a small one. Make it a manageable step. You don't need to completely leap off the cliff on your first go. One step is totally doable, and it will feel less scary. And whatever that step is, it's a step you can take today. Remember to keep your focus on the desired outcome rather than the obstacles in your path. Instead of thinking, what if I fail? Focus instead on what might happen if you succeed. What if pursuing your dream leads to a fulfilling and happy life? The one that you're longing for right now? What if taking that small risk, that small step today, helps you grow in ways you never thought possible? It's important to remember that failure is not the end-all be-all. It's simply one step, a learning experience that will help you grow and improve. My friend, the comfort zone is where dreams go to wither and rot. And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with being comfortable and content sometimes. Comfort means your needs are momentarily met. But here's my question for you. If you keep living life exactly the way you're living it right now, will your needs be met forever? I'm willing to bet that they won't. So it's time to go for it. Let go of your fear and take that first small step towards the dreams of your life. There is no better moment than the present. You are capable of achieving great things, and you deserve to live a life that excites and fulfills you. I promise that when you're on the other side of your comfort zone, those fears that held you back will look so much smaller in the rearview mirror. Let your why drive you through those obstacles and challenges. You'll probably be surprised by the things you can accomplish by doing so. And when you remind yourself of why you're chasing this dream, don't forget to remind yourself that you deserve it too. This life is yours to live. So don't let fear hold you back from the things you are more than worthy of. Those very things are within your reach. All you have to do is take the first step out of your comfort zone. The day you take that first tiny step is the day you begin to make your dreams a reality. Well, thanks for listening today. As always, I am so appreciative and grateful for your time. It's an honor to me that you show up and listen. I hope you're feeling inspired to go chase your dreams. Tomorrow, I'll be back with a series of positive affirmations, and that episode will be a premium exclusive. So if you're interested in hearing that episode, now's a great time to sign up for a 7-day free trial of Wake Me Up Premium. You get to enjoy ad-free listening and bonus episodes just like this one tomorrow. But if premium isn't for you, I'll be back here Friday for for another freely available episode, a mindful minute on this same theme that will give you some practical guidance to put these ideas into your daily life. So I can't wait to see you back here on Wake Me Up. Until then, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.